Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to do everything I can to help you out with your garden. I know right now we're dealing again with more rain. I think it's rained every single day in July at this point, in some shape or form. But it looks like, at least for Massachusetts at this point, the rain is just about done for the day. Maybe. Who knows? You never know when it comes to our weather here. I look at the weather a lot, and the temperatures are low again for the next 14 days or so, according to what I'm seeing, except for one day. Possibility of rain almost every single day. So we'll see what happens, right? We've talked so much about needing the rain that I guess we're getting it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're actually getting this rain. There's no choice here. So, which is it's a good thing for our plants, for our gardens, for everything. Start to get that soil saturated again. Allow the soil to be enriched, to hold on to that fertilizer that we will be putting down this summer, a little bit later on, some of that fall fertilizer. You know, some of the problems we've run into, is with not having enough rain, not having enough moisture in the soil. Our fertilizers just kind of, they'll sit there, and then when it does rain, it just goes right through and kind of rushes through. This way, we're going to be able to have some of that. The moisture is going to be in the soil. It's going to sit a little bit. That means the fertilizer is going to sit. It's going to hit where you need it to hit. So that is, you know, that is one of the good things that we want. Got to think of the positives, right? That's what I'm trying for, at least. Trying to figure out what we can do that's the, what's going to make the most sense, right? And, this is one of those things. The moisture is helpful. I know it's kind of just takes it when we're all trying to finally be able to take vacations and enjoy some time away from the house. That this rain is hitting, and it's like, I understand. I was on vacation for a bit, and it rained almost every single day, and actually it did. So it is what it is, right? That's what we deal with. But we'll continue to try to prevent things in our garden. We will continue to we'll try to keep on moving forward, right, like we always do. You know, this is you know, it's interesting to see. Last week when we talked, the Cape and the Islands were in a moderate drought. Well, now looking at this week, so 7 days later, after as much rain as we've had, half of the Cape is now down to a D0, is what they call it, abnormally dry. And Martha's Vineyard, none. So that's a good thing. We're going in the right direction. It's moving towards, you know, the full arm, if you will, of the Cape. We're looking, you know, about half of it is in that abnormally dry. The rest is moderate dry. So it's getting there. We're starting to get out of the drought conditions. You know, as we move up into New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, it's moving north. Some of those areas that were in a severe drought are getting less and less. It's great to see. You know, let's use this to our advantage. Let's keep that moisture in the ground. You know, you might still see watering bans out there, but there's a reason for it. There's a method to the madness, right? You know, allowing us to water almost every other day versus every day. We're not going to run out of that supply. We got to think for the future here. You know, that's some of the things that will help us with our gardens, with our lawns, and keeping them going. Because, you know, I don't know about you, I'm noticing the lawns are greener, they're cleaner. But what I want you to start looking at, you know, when we do have a little bit of time where the sun's out, which, you know, we've had, take a look at the lawns, because I'm hearing more and more of some of the diseases that hit the lawns, like red thread, right? Red thread is, you see, it's almost like little pieces of red thread in the lawn. Pretty simple description, so you can kind of understand it, but it's more and more out there that you're starting to see underneath some of the lawn if you haven't cut it, because you haven't been able to because of the amount of rain that's been happening. You go to cut it and then it rains, right? So you just don't have that chance. Well, take a look. If you're seeing little spots of like red pieces of thread, right, all the way through the lawn, that's the disease. So that product that we like to use is a product called Infuse from Bonide, right? Infuse is a systemic insecticide. There's multiple forms of this. You can use a granular form, and you can find a liquid form as well. The granular form might last a little bit longer, especially at this point when it's raining all the time, right? The liquid form is more of a quick spray onto it, right? But Infuse is what we're looking to use in our lawns right now for that, you know, like I said, it's going to control red thread, which you're seeing a lot out there right now. I was talking with one of my associates in the Concord facility, and we were just going back and forth, and he was saying, "Yeah, I have it. It's in my yard. It's taken over the whole lawn." He said, "But this is how I saw it." He said he was mowing the lawn on the day it finally, you know, we had some sun, and he didn't see it over the top. You know, he looks at his lawn all the time. This is what he loves to do. And he was saying he mowed the lawn, and then all of a sudden, there he saw it underneath everything. So, you know, we were just going back and forth. What's the thought process? And we look at the different applications, right? We were looking at the liquid form. We were looking at the granular form. And the granular form actually says to apply every 14 days, whereas the liquid form says to apply every 21 days. So it was interesting because we're looking at, you know, the two products, they're both the same, but it's like one's liquid, one's granular. Usually you would think the opposite, right? Granular, you would wait and do longer, whereas, you know, liquid should be quicker, but it's the opposite on this one. So I just want to describe a couple things in regards to this product, Infuse. If you get the granular form, on the back of it, it says application rate, 1.5 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So 1.5 pounds would be if you were preventing it, right? And some of you might not have red thread in the lawn. If you don't have it, I'd be looking at using this as a preventative, because this is the wettest July we've had on record, right? So I'd look at it as a preventative. Then, if you have it as a treatment, that's when you would do the 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're opening up the spreader a little bit thicker, a little bit more wide open, okay? And then you'll move from there. Again, this is for red thread, which is right now you're seeing a lot in the lawn. I want to go into a little bit more detail with you, because there's lots of things that I think we should discuss with it. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get back to the red thread after that. But let's get these callers on here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I hope everything's going well for you today.
Great. It is. Thank you.
That's good. I know the rain it seems to be coming all at once, but we definitely do need it.
Definitely.
I have a section of lawn that I'm letting go to seed.
Yep.
And I wanted to know, am I better off letting the seed fall off the stalks or cutting it down and just let it lay there and do whatever it does? Because I'm thinking nature probably says, well, just leave it fall off, and when it falls off, it'll take care of itself. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so, you know, you can do either way, honestly. Nature will kind of will do its thing, right? So I kind of, you know, me, I would just kind of let it go, right? It's going to seed. It's going to reseed itself. It's the thing about it is that happens is the seed is going to take some time to dry, right, on the stalk itself. It's going to dry. When I say dry out, I don't mean dry out where it's there's nothing left of the seed. But I mean the seed pod, the seed, everything is going to dry out, so the seed will naturally just flow out. So, you know, you can leave it so it just does its thing and just naturally does it, or, you know, wait till it kind of goes to seed and cutting it that way. The only problem with that is, depending upon the blade and everything, it can cut it up and not get all the seeds distributed, all over the place. It might spread it. You might have certain areas where it sits a little bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had called you once before because I did a section, and I had the sickle bar mower to, cut the stalks down.
Yep.
So, So, you know, because I figured the lawnmower blade would be just, like I said, blowing things around and chopping it up. So, with the sickle mower, do you think it's better to still wait until the stalks are bare and then cut it, the stalks down, or...
You know, I honestly think so. Just letting nature kind of do its thing. Because right now, you know, with the amount of rain we've been having, the blades have a lot of moisture in them. The whole plant itself is really saturated. We want the seeds to go through a certain point. It's almost like if you were putting, you know, seeds for the spring and you're trying to pre-germinate them, if you will, right?
Right.
We put them in water sometimes, let them sit for a week, and then we get them out because they've started to germinate a little bit. We're almost doing that with the lawn seed, letting them kind of get fully developed into the seed pod, which would be in the seed head of the grass. So letting it sit a little bit more might actually, you know, do its thing. All that being said, you know, it might make more sense to maybe cut it back now and let it get to seed again a little bit later in the season so that it's cooler temperatures, it's easier for it to germinate. I mean, I say that, but we've had such cool weather for, you know, all of July. You just don't know what August is going to bring, right? That's what we kind of have to look at. I wish I had that crystal ball where I could say, all right, August it's going to be that way. But you look at the, you know, 14-day forecast, and it looks like it's the same every day going forward.
I figured I'd let it go to seed because before the rain came, I figured, well, I don't want to have it cut too short or, exposed to the sun as much. And then the rain came, and I'm half wondering, well, I'm in the middle of cutting it and then letting it go to seed later. But
that's kind of where I'm at, too, is cutting it and let it go to seed later. Just because we know that putting lawns in the fall is the best time, or late summer. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at this point as well.
Patrick, I appreciate the information.
All right, Paul. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. New Jersey senators held a hearing last week to explore whether the science supports forcing children to wear face masks in schools amid growing concerns regarding the efficacy and negative effects of the masks. Scientists testified about the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19 virus. This is USA Radio News. Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
President Joe Biden is nominating former New Mexico Senator Tom Udall to serve as his ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. Udall, a Democrat, retired in 2021 after two terms in the Senate representing New Mexico. He spent five terms in the House and served as New Mexico's Attorney General. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Lowell.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How's everything going?
Nah, pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. I'm having some problems with my vegetables this year, and I believe it's because of the rain.
Yep.
Cucumbers and tomatoes. So the tomatoes have been doing really well, and then all of a sudden, I'd say maybe first week in July after we had that hurricane rain,
yep,
I got a lot of yellowing all throughout. And actually, I have a half a dozen plants. We believe that one is lost. It kind of shriveled up. But a lot of yellowing at the bottom, and we also have problems with cucumbers. And the cucumbers, I had tried to use Agrofos to treat it because I thought that's kind of what was going to have the problem that I was having, where on the leaves they get like yellow dots on the leaves, and those dots would end up turning into holes.
Okay.
And then basically it looked like the leaves would dry up, and all of the bottom leaves are almost totally gone.
All right. So what I want you to do with, let's start with the tomatoes, right? I want you to thin out all the leaves on the bottom, get rid of all the yellow, but then at the same time I want you to thin out parts of the base, even some of the green leaves. The fruit and the flowers and everything we always see comes up from the higher parts of the plant, right? It's nothing from the bottom. What happens with this rain and then the humidity that comes with it? When it's not raining, it feels like it's 100 degrees almost every day. That humidity, the water sits on the leaves, causes this to turn into a fungus, kills the bottom leaves, and then tries to move up throughout the plant. The other effect, too, is there's so much moisture sitting in the soil, it doesn't have a lot of places to go, right? So what we're trying to do is thin out the base so that when we do have the airflow, it can help dry out the plant itself on the lower parts so that it doesn't doesn't cause the disease, or further on, right? So thin out the base of it, almost like a lollipop, right? Mm-hmm. So the bottom stalk is going to be straight up, basically no leaves. And it could be like a foot from the base. It could be half a foot. It really, it's going to, you're going to be able to determine that where the yellow leaves kind of are, okay?
Yeah.
And then the top part, don't really thin that out as much, but you might be able to strategically kind of pinch a few branches so the airflow can go through it, especially right now with, you know, the amount of rain we're having, right? It just isn't stopping. What happens is the, like I said, the water sits on there, and it will cause this fungus to happen. What it also does, and you could be seeing it on the cucumbers, is when rain sits on the leaves, little drops, and then the sun hits it, sometimes it causes like sunspots on the leaves, which then become little holes on them, okay? So thinning these out is definitely one thing to do. What I would like to also see you do is there's a product out there called Copper Fungicide. Bonide carries it. There's a couple others out there, but Bonide's my favorite with it. Spray these plants, all of them, with the Copper Fungicide. On the bottle, it'll tell you exactly how many days prior to harvest you can use this. It's organic. But I always like to look at these things just because I'm spraying with something. I want to be safe if I'm going to consume it, right?
Right.
So the copper fungicide, at the same time, I'm looking it up so I can give you those days because I like to have that information. But they have it in like a concentrate, a hose end. Hose end is probably the easiest. So you can spray the whole garden with it. And you're going to hope for some time where there's not as much rain. It looks like the rain is going to be over in about an hour, hour and a half in this area. So you should be able to use something along the lines for today.
Okay.
But that I would use on...
Will I take all the bottom leaves off?
I'm sorry. I spoke over you. So what was the first part?
The cucumbers. Will they take the bottom leaves off of those? Because they climb up a trellis.
Yeah, so I would...
We were concerned to take the bottom leaves off because it kind of shades out the root.
Understandable. I would just thin them out a little bit. I wouldn't take, like, all the leaves off. I would just kind of thin it out a little bit so that way... obviously, first take the ones that are... affected, you'll see like the ones with the spots, take some of those out. And then from there, I would apply this, the copper fungicide, and I've looked it up here. So it says, this is actually saying for cucumbers grown in greenhouses, apply every 5 days in the first 2 weeks and then reapply every 7 days. I would say that, I'd be looking at every 7 to 10 days right now spraying this copper fungicide when it comes to your cucumbers. For tomatoes, it's saying the same thing, 7 to 10 days to be spraying on there. Obviously it depends on how bad it is, but I think it's going to be worth it long term because the amount of rain, we're not going to see all these effects until later. We're going to start to see them, right? But... say it stops raining for, well, let's say it stops raining for a couple days, not just one day. You're going to start to notice the leaves will start to get to that point. So that's why I want you to thin them out now and spray with the copper fungicide as a preventative for future outbreaks of it. And then 7 to 10 day intervals from there. It's probably going to take 2 to 3 applications, depending upon how long this rain kind of sits with us, and then kind of build from there. But I always, even, any other vegetables you have in the garden that are kind of like this, because I'm hearing, peppers are having some issues as well, I'd be thinning those out a little bit as well, trying to get ahead of it.
Okay.
Okay, I've seen more peppers have some stress issues than I've seen like the tomatoes and others this year. So I'd look at your other plants that are almost in the same form and just kind of thin those out a little bit to get ahead of that. So you're not, you know, we're not seeing everything that's happened. If we see some of the fungus on one spot or something like that, it could move to the others, especially with tons of rain. So I like to just anything that may be close to it, kind of thin those out to allow them to have a fighting chance and be ready to, you know, get to the next level for you.
Okay. And just a quick one on the copper fungicide. Does that
yep.
get water fast within a certain amount of time, or should I only apply it when water is not predicted within 24 hours?
So it needs about 12 hours to dry.
Okay, so that's the 12
yeah.
hours of what before it's water fast, then?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
One other thing that I want to suggest to you, and you're probably already doing it because it's a vegetable garden, but fertilize after this
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, We bought the natural alternative, and we use like a 10-10-10.
So I would even look at using like a liquid form at this point, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest or something like that. The reason being is with all this rain that we've had, all the fertilizer you've put into the soil, some of it could just have, you know, washed through a little bit. I like to give back a little bit when they're having issues because they're stressed as it is. They're trying to focus on everything else. They're not looking for the food as easily. So if you can do a liquid form as well at this point, just to kind of give them a boost while you're trying to take care of them, I think you'll have some good success with that as well.
Okay. That sounds okay. good. That's a good thing. Yep. All right, Patrick.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
All right, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line? So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bonnie is in Epping.
Bonnie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a bittersweet issue.
Okay.
Probably about, gosh, I'm thinking 12 to 15 years ago, I had a beautiful clematis growing up around my light pole. And during the fall holidays, I decorated the top of it with some bittersweet berries. Well, the following year, the bittersweet had implanted itself underneath the pole and intertwined with the clematis. And I've tried to keep it, pull it out as best I could. The leaves are very similar. And the clematis gradually over the years kind of just went downhill. And for some reason this year, the bittersweet just took right over again. So it must have been under the ground or something. And so now there's bittersweet and the clematis just died out this year. So how can I get rid of that bittersweet around the bottom of my light pole?
Well, it's not going to be easy, right?
Right.
The bittersweet, you still have some branching under there at this point?
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's very happy and very healthy there.
Well, that's it. So it's going to sound off, but that's actually a good thing that it's there because we can control it a little bit easier. If you've already pulled it or done some of those things, it makes it a little bit harder. So what I'd like to see you do is there's products out there that you could use. You could use like a cleanup from Bonide. You could use a brush killer from Bonide. Either one of those, but I want you to get a small concentrate of it. I don't want you to get like a spray or anything like that. I want you to get the concentrate. And then what I want you to do is also get a paintbrush, okay? Just a small paintbrush that'll fit into the bottle. From there, where that bittersweet is, I want you to go out to the, you know, the light post, cut the bittersweet about, you know, an inch from the soil. And then I want you to take that paintbrush, dip it into the solution, and paint the wound where you cut it. So the one that is still into the soil. Paint it and allow it to dry in there. That's going to go into the root system and kill into the roots there. I want you to do that with as many of the pieces of the bittersweet as you can. Right? So that it can really kill down into it. You want to do it sooner than later because we don't want it to get to, you know, when it starts to show those berries.
Right.
Once it shows the berries, those are already starting to get back into the soil for the year, the next year, and for future. So, like I said, the best way to really do it is cut it at, you know, about an inch or two above the soil and then paint it with this solution. It's going to go deeper into the root system. Whereas if you were to just spray it over the top, it's going to kill the foliage and slowly seep in. This way you're getting a fresh wound and really absorbing into the plant itself to kill deep into it.
Will I be able to plant something else there later?
Yes, later on in the season, you can do that. I have to hit a break. I will be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Boostar.
Boostar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bonnie, and she's still with us. So, Bonnie, I want to follow up. How's that? Does all that make sense to you? What else? What other questions you have with it?
We'll have to pull out part of, will it destroy the branches, pull out the branches afterwards after painting this, or just leave them there? And
So what I would do is, cut. So cut the plant, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, you can paint the branches that are affected, and then remove the stump, the branches that had been around the light post, etc. You want to try and paint the open wound as soon as possible, because we want to treat it like an open wound. When we have a cut or something, the quicker we can put like a Neosporin or something, once we've cleaned it, etc., it works out better for us. It heals it. We're looking to do the same thing, but in order to kind of kill the stump there, right? So we want to get that killer on there as quick as possible, because as soon as it's cut, it absorbs as much water as possible, and it kind of like gets right to its roots, and that's what we're doing with this painting of it.
Okay, it's called Clean Up Bonide.
Yeah,
we have lots of Bonide products, but this is Clean Up Bonide.
Yep, it's with a K. So
with a K.
Yep. So it's K-L-E-E-N-U-P. That, you can use that. Like I said, you could also use Brush Killer from Bonide. That's one of them as well. Either will work on it, but the best way to do it is by painting it onto the stock itself.
Okay, and Bonide, they have great products, so I'm assuming that these are also non-toxic?
Well, so these are toxic.
Toxic, okay.
This is, and I get it. That's why I was saying don't get any of, like, the sprays. This right here, you're using it, it's minimal exposure to yourself and to others because of the fact that you're literally just painting it onto the plant. You're not spraying it into the wind. You're not doing any of those types of things, right? You're taking that paintbrush and putting it right onto the plant, so it's going only to that spot versus sometimes when you spray, the wind can kind of move it. You can get the other plants around it. This is just specifically getting it on there. And I find myself that this is the most effective, and it doesn't harm, you know, the plants around it that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it won't get into the soil per se. It will just destroy the roots.
Well, and that's, yes, so what happened, because you're going right onto the plant and it's not like a drift, so the spray into the air is not just hitting the soil as well, it's just hitting the stem. So that's like the most, it's the one of the best ways to keep it from spreading elsewhere and affecting the rest of the lawn, not the lawn, the garden beds, etc.
Right. I probably have a silly question, but I have actually eradicated poison ivy with pure concentrated Clorox.
But okay. Yep.
Would that do anything?
You would do it the same exact way and use the Clorox on it and see how it would work for you. Bleach can really do some damage like that. So, you know, I would definitely try it and see what happens. You'll notice it working within a couple days. So if that doesn't work within a couple days, then you can move on to the next. But this would be fine to use.
Okay, because Clorox seems to wash away better or something if anything got spilled. I'm just very sensitive about anything toxic in the yard. So
I understand.
Great. Well, those are great tips. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the phone call, Bonnie. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take a break up here. We'll come back into our 7 o'clock hour. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Said we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.